The winter holidays are a busy time for Juan Pablo Mijares. As a violin luthier, he makes and restores instruments in the violin family. And this time of year, he's busy. Professional musicians are calling him as they get ready for holiday concerts, and college students home for winter break need him to repair and tune their instruments. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner brings us behind the scenes at his unique Colorado Springs shop.
You have to be looking for Juan Mijares' violin shop to find it. The storefront is tucked deep behind an alleyway in downtown Colorado Springs. Small details make the place feel decidedly old world, from the carved wooden sign above the entrance to the plink of violin strings that serve as door chimes. Mijares says some of his customers declare the place is even otherworldly.
They compare this to the Harry Potter, the Diagon Alley or something like it. They walk in here and they go, wow, this is, you know, an amazing thing right here off the alley, and they don't expect it.
And what he does inside is magical. He turns pieces of wood and animal guts, hairs, and hide into delicate but durable musical instruments.
You're taking just $200 or $300 worth of wood, and you make it into maybe a $10,000 or $20,000 instrument that you can sell. So there's a lot of value created there, and then it lasts for 300 or 400 years.
Old and new instruments fill his entry room. Violins, violas, cellos, and even giant upright basses. The space has 14-foot tall coffered ceilings for good acoustics.
So this is what we would call the showroom or the main room.
It's homey, with plush chairs and a sofa in the corner. And through another doorway, the workshop.
My favorite thing to do is the violin making. That's what I went to school for, was to be a maker. And business has gotten busy, so there's dealing with customers and repairs and sales. But I try to get in here really early where I can actually work on building violins.
He points to two panels of wood on his workbench, each carved in the classic shape of a violin silhouette.
Here's one that we're building, a viola, actually.
It's for his 19-year-old son. All five of his children and his wife play stringed instruments. One of the wood panels Mijares shows me has a sort of tiger stripe pattern in its grain, and he's already added a fine inlay of ebony called a purfling to highlight the outer edges of the shapes.
This is the back, which is made out of flamed maple material, and it's heavier, stronger wood for the back and the sides and the neck, and then the top is made out of spruce, which is a lighter, more resonant wood for the top.
He gives me an example of that resonance.
You can actually hear, if we tap the top, you can actually get a tone out of it.
He shows me a rack of chisels, planes, knives, and gouges. He says 95% of the tools he uses are hand tools for carving and inlaying wood. And he doesn't use any nails or screws to fasten the pieces, just glue.
That's one thing in a factory where they're just cranking out the instruments. They don't take the time to tune them and adjust them the way we can when we're building them one at a time. We can tune each instrument individually, and hopefully then you get a master instrument, a really fine instrument.
He loves making and restoring these fine instruments and says Colorado Springs has been a good home for his family and his business for the last 3 decades.
We wanted to find a place that didn't have a real established violin shop, but that had a professional symphony, you know, and a beautiful place to live.
It also has the mountains, and Mijares loves to ski.
I have a bad reputation. When there's a powder day, I close the door and I go ski. I just can't help it.
Of course, Mijares also loves playing the violin, but he'll be the first to say it's not his biggest talent.
I practice every day. I never seem to get any better, but I practice every morning because I just love, it's part of my, you know, my routine.
He plays me a bit of a Bach sonata on a violin he built himself.
I may not be famous or well-known, but just the idea that someone somewhere will be appreciating something that I did, maybe 100 or 200 years from now, that's kind of a nice thing.
And as for the longevity of his business?
My youngest, little girl who's only 10, she seems to be the one who's very good with her hands and always building and making things and gluing things. And she talks about taking over for me and kicking me out of the business, so we'll see.
Until then, Juan Mijares will be here with his wood, chisels, and glue. Unless, of course, it's a powder day. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
91.5 KRCC is a member of the Mountain West News Bureau. Find out more at krcc.org.